From London, BBC Caribbean Report. A U.S. Embassy spokesman in Port-au-Prince says it's up to Haitians themselves to go out and vote for democracy. ACP officials to discuss CARICOM's banana proposal in Brussels, and a student is killed and three seriously injured as demonstrators and police clash in the Dominican Republic. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In yesterday's program, radical Haitian priest Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide expressed his lack of faith in assurances from the country's army that proper security will be provided for the November 4th elections. Father Aristide and many other Haitians maintain that the army is still under the control of the Duvalierists who engineered the violent abortion of the 1987 election attempt.
These elections fully. We also have what we believe also support the elections. There are, I'm sure, elements within the military who perhaps are not as enthusiastic, but in general we believe that they do support them. The military has changed considerably since 87 also. There are a number of changes in the high command. A number of the enlisted men are no longer in the military. So I think that there certainly is the possibility that these elections will turn out quite differently. We certainly hope they will. As for the U.S. Only being the only group that can put influence on the military, I certainly would not agree with that. I think the Haitians themselves are the key here. The Haitians themselves must make sure their own elections run right.